Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program on the one account on for today's local news and information. On today's program, we get to chat with Dallas County Auditor Julia Helm. So let's just get started with this. Absentee voting certainly prevalent in any election, but with the threat of COVID-19, a lot of people wanting to avoid the polls on an election day, but still want to have their voice heard. Can you tell me what our listeners should know about absentee voting this year?
Dallas County has had a lot of people ask for absentee ballots. As of today, we have over 19,000 requests for absentee ballots. We are processing them, and the ballots will be mailed out October 5th. That's the day they're mailed, so be watching in your mailbox a few days after that for your ballot to show up. We are dropping, it'll probably be 20,000 on October 5th, so it will take a little bit of time to get to you. Then once you have your ballot, remember you'll have your ballot, there'll be a secrecy envelope, and then you'll be your affidavit envelope. So you'll need to vote your ballot, put it in the secrecy sleeve. If you don't, that's okay, but put it in the affidavit envelope and make sure you sign your affidavit envelope. You can then put your voted ballot in the mail, or you can come to our office at 210 North 10th Street and drop it off in our drop box or at our office. Also, we will have a satellite voting location in Perry on October 15th and 16th from 2 to 8, both those days at the Macquarie Center. There will be a drop box there in the satellite where you can also drop off your mailed absentee ballot. So you can actually see it go into a drop box.
And just to kind of piggyback on something you had mentioned there, you can also drop off your absentee ballots in person at some locations as well. Not absentee doesn't just mean mailing it back in. Can you educate us a little bit on what people should know about the process of actually going in and dropping off your absentee ballot before Election Day?
You can drop off your mailed ballot any satellite location when it is open. We're going to be at St. Boniface in Waukee again 2 to 8 p.m. on October 12th and 13th. We will also be at Ignite in Urbandale on October 20th. All of these dates and times are all on our webpage if you want to reference that. But you can't just walk into Macquarie Center any day of the week to drop it off. It has to be when our satellite is open and I have precinct election officials there. That's when you can drop it off. Or you can come to our office 24/7 at 210 North 10th Street in Adel, Iowa. We will have a drop box with a security camera on the drop box.
And now as we move towards Election Day and certain deadlines coming up, what dates should our listeners have on their radar if they're still undecided on how they want to vote, physically, absentee? What dates do they have to keep in mind with all these different options?
Yes, there's still plenty of time to get an absentee ballot. So if you've not filled out your request form yet, we take those requests till 5 o'clock on October 24th. So you have lots of time to still fill out that absentee ballot request. We'll mail it to you. If you want to vote in person absentee, we have over 10 satellites for you to pick from. Also, if you would like, we are going to have a satellite open in Adel at 818 Court. That is just north of the courthouse. Every day from October 5th through November 2nd, two Saturdays, it'll be open 8 to 4:30, and then the two Saturdays before the election, it will also be open. That is in-person absentee. You can bring your mailed ballot, if you have not filled it out, to the satellite, fill it out, and drop it off there is totally fine, or drop off a mailed one.
Things are going to be looking a little bit different in Perry as far as satellite locations go. Can you educate us a little bit on what Perry residents should keep in mind?
In Perry, October 15th and 16th, anyone who lives in Dallas County at all, so if you live in Beaver Des Moines Township, Lincoln, Washington, Lynn Townships, Spring Valley, Dallas, anywhere in Dallas County, on October 15th and 16th from 2 to 8, both days at the McQuarrie Center, we will have all ballot styles to vote any resident in Dallas County. So those days, at any satellite, any voter in Dallas County, we will have all their ballot styles. So if you happen to be down in Clive, you can go to the Heartland Presbyterian on the dates that we have scheduled for satellites, and you can vote there. Also, on Election Day, November 3rd, 2020, we are going to consolidate precincts due to trying to get larger locations for our precincts. So all the Perrys and Spring Valley Dallas will be voting at the McQuarrie Center on Election Day. I just wanted to be clear about that. And if you lived in Lincoln, Washington, Lynn Township, you'll be voting at the Union, in Union, which is at the Redfield American Legion. So if you don't want to go to Redfield and you live in Lincoln, Washington, Lynn, on Election Day, you either have to go to Redfield to vote, or you can vote ahead, whether it's at the Perry Satellite or here in Adel at the Satellite, or by mail.
And that was our conversation with Dallas County Auditor Julia Helm. You can find more information on voting in Dallas County with this post online at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. This has been the Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program on the one to count on for today's local news and information, AM and FM KDLS, and the Raccoon Valley Radio News Network. This has been brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.